33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. An unprecedented four-day gathering at the Vatican on sexual abuse has just wrapped up. It's an issue that's shaken the church to its core. The Associated Press reports Pope Francis is saying sex abusers and predators will face, quote, the wrath of God. The summit comes at a time when the church in the United States has been experiencing a dramatic decline in its population of so-called women religious, people like nuns. But in the central Texas city of Georgetown, a new Catholic convent of the Order of Dominican Sisters of Mary just opened its doors. It's an expansion of their mother house in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz was curious to know why the Dominican Sisters of Mary are growing.
The new convent is a 60-acre campus where the new grass still hasn't taken root and the jet-black pavement is still spotless. Inside the building, everything has that new smell. Mother Assumpta Long leads the tour.
I'm still learning my way around here, so I might take in the wrong... Really? I have no idea.
It is a large house, there's no doubt. But we will get used to it, and we will grow into it before we know it.
That second voice is Sister Joseph Andrew Bogdanowicz. Her confidence about growing into the campus, from the handful of nuns who currently live there to the 115 they ultimately hope to house, comes from the fact that they've done it before. Since 2009, their original home in Ann Arbor has been snug. They've recruited dozens more sisters than they can house, and that is mostly the work of Sister Joseph Andrew. We're walking through the chapel whispering. I ask how she attracts new nuns.
The rest of the story is essential. We get at the hope, the joy, the fun of life. I happen to love life.
Did you hear that? It's about hope, joy, and even fun. Her love of life is contagious, and that is one reason others, like Sister Irenaeus Schlottenhofer, have joined in.
It was really the joy of the sisters that won my heart.
Their story is the silver lining of reports like this one from Georgetown University's Center for Applied Research of the Apostolate. It notes the Dominican Sisters as one of the few orders of religious women in the U.S. that's adding numbers to its ranks. And they're young sisters. A recent publication found the largest group of Catholic sisters is 90 years old or older. The average age of a Dominican Sister of Mary is only 32. Sister Irenaeus is 28, but she was in college when she felt called by God.
He still does call.
She felt called to be a nun, but also to be a middle school science teacher, even though a common criticism is that the church is a reluctant supporter of science.
I love to share with my students about how especially St. Pope John Paul II, he had such a love for science when it always asking questions and having conversations with people to find the truth. Because if Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, no truth is contrary to the person of Jesus Christ.
One difficult truth the church is currently dealing with is the truth of sexual abuse and sexual assault to children and adults, including nuns. I tell Mother Assumpta that no matter how much joy there may be in service, this truth can prevent some women from taking a habit for life.
You know, I'm glad you asked the question because I'm the first one to say, thank God it's out in the open. You just have to recognize it for what it is. It's evil.
This truth has hurt the church and the faithful, especially Mother Assumpta, who's wanted to be a nun since she was a little girl growing up in Tennessee. She is hurt, but her faith is intact.
We can't become discouraged because of the sins of others. You know, that can't discourage us from doing the right thing or the good thing. You know, it may sound crazy, but I think one of the greatest gifts that God gave us was Judas. I mean, because Judas was with our Lord 3 years and didn't get it.
Judas was among those closest to Jesus and went on to betray him. As Mother Assumpta said, he didn't get it. But she's in it for those who get it and for those who want to get it. And Sister Joseph Andrew is too. She's the recruiter and says it takes a special kind of person to carry a torch in the middle of a storm. And that's why they came here.
I think Texas has our spirit, that pioneering spirit, that energizing, that bigger, and go for it and give it everything you've got. That's us. Yeah.
They are giving it everything they've got, waking up at 4:45, sewing their own clothes, teaching, and following a daily regimented schedule. It's a countercultural lifestyle for a woman in the 21st century. But they follow another woman who was countercultural for her time, too, La Virgen de Guadalupe. Before I leave, they honor her with a song, Salve Regina. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.
Mater misericordia.